Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're going to talk about impulse buys. Anybody in this room got a problem?
A problem?
Like, are you an impulse buyer?
Yeah. I don't do I don't think through.
That's just,
no, if I want something, I get it. If I don't want it, I don't.
But like, can the cashier stand at Target get you? Like, the just that crap they got sitting there. Like, I was at Office Depot. We were doing some, it's like then we were doing our holiday cards and I was looking for something at Office Depot. I bought, it's like a bear claw extendable back scratcher because it was sitting there. I'm just like, I need to be able to scratch my back with a giant, it's like a.
I might not be as bad as you then.
Really?
What about the Sephora mini checkout stuff?
It'll get me.
Yeah.
Dangerous bad as me.
Okay.
You just don't have an itchy back. Just because you don't have probably as much back hair as I do. In the wheelhouse, but not.
Do you have back hair?
You guys are neck and neck.
Yes.
You have back hair? You just don't strike me as like a back hair guy.
I have a lot of, like, I shave it, but yes.
Oh, okay.
Do you have back hair, Hack? You don't, because you
don't,
barely have
no.
chest hair.
I have a normal amount.
No, but you've said on the air you don't have
you
a ton
have
of,
much.
You don't have
just
a lot.
A little, yeah, in like the middle.
Yeah.
A little in the middle.
Okay, this isn't how much hair do you have.
Me in the
no,
middle.
This is not how much hair do you have. This
okay,
is
yeah,
impulse
call
five.
Us with how much hair you have. But like, here's my other problem. My problem is the back scratcher, right? And I've said that, I've admitted this on the air. I have 300, 400 Uno packs.
What?
Mm.
Because Target has Uno up there, and it's
three
just like
to four.
I don't know. It's such an outrageous number because I'm standing at the thing and I'm just waiting, and I'm like, I gotta buy something else. And then I see Uno, and I'm like, last time when we were playing, were we missing some cards? I'm like, I'll just buy one just in case.
Dude.
And I have the same conversation, and then they got smart, and they're like, oh, it's Dose. And you're like, oh, we don't have Dose. And then you buy Dose. And then I bought Uno Extreme, because now they have like different ones with the blank cards, or like Uno Crazy, or
do you
Uno
have the giant
Crimes.
Cards?
I have the one that launches.
Oh, yeah.
Launches the cards
really?
At you.
Do you play Uno that much? Even
we used to. My daughter
is. He's like, never. I've never played.
Oh, is that what it is again?
We used to, and we don't anymore. And I still buy them.
I would say we're kind of like that with playing cards, because every time we go on vacation, we go shoot. We want playing cards to like take to the bar or like sit out and have. You know.
Yeah, it is
and,
fun to have.
And yeah, every time. But I also think I impulse bought my house.
This is exactly the call we want.
Yeah.
We want you to call if you've.
It was like. We were kind of looking, and then one day saw the house, went in, and I said, that's our house. And Dane was like, are you sure? And I was like, that's our house.
Purchase.
Run the car.
What?
That is...
Like, I didn't think much about it.
You hadn't researched the neighborhood.
No.
That's an impulse.
I just hoped for the best.
That's impulse. Yeah.
Like pure vibes. I like it.
It was truly pure vibes.
But it worked, right?
I'm kind of a pure vibes girl. Oh. It's either a yes or a no.
That's why you pick up strangers at the airport.
Yeah.
And marry them.
Yeah. Not on
Your
impulse.
Husband is an impulse
no,
buy.
No, he's not.
No research.
No.
He's a tatted up beer drinking dude at the airport.
But we had research later.
2 whole years of research.
No, you're right. All right, so if you're... I mean, I don't think you're going to be able to top
a house,
a home.
Try me.
But if you've bought something ridiculous or even just small, we want to hear your biggest or weirdest impulse buys. 303-222-5423. You may text or you may call.
The story that comes to mind for me, because I am an overthinker, I'm not really an impulse buyer very often. But one time when I was in college, it was a Saturday morning, like college game day. So we're all out tailgating. So I had a few beers in me. and there was a very cute little girl who was going around selling chocolate bars. Oh. Like, not the Girl Scouts, but some type of thing like that where she was selling.
Yeah.
And she said her name was Claire, which is the same as my youngest sister. And it just hit me. I don't know.
Nostalgic.
All of it. And I said, unload them.
You bought the rest of them
because you're also like, oh, I'll throw them out or whatever. But then I end up carrying this big box of chocolates around. To like, I can't get into the game with it.
Generous,
yeah.
Did you hand them out to people?
No, we kept them
a little. People I knew.
I was hoarding it a little bit.
Oh
my god,
yeah, it was stupid. I had like 1,000 chocolate, not a thousand, whatever. I had a bunch of chocolate bars. I was like, why did I do that? I don't have any money. And now I have all the chocolate bars.
Did you go put them back in your room or anything?
No, I think I had to kind of eventually, like, just someone take... I have to go into the game. Oh. They won't let me in the game with these bars. And somehow texting my sister, like, kind of mad at her about it.
Yeah, like, Claire!
You did this to me.
I just remembered a dude who impulse bought... Like, he went... This is, I don't want to say who it is, but it's somebody I know. Went to, like, a Mercedes dealership, but he was, like, dressed down.
Okay.
Like, he looked like Zuckerberg, just in jeans and a t-shirt. And he's like, and he's in the Mercedes dealership looking at the cars that are inside.
Okay.
Not the cars on the lot, cars inside.
Yeah.
You know what the car's inside?
Real, yeah.
And he's looking at them and they're like, nobody even talked to him. And he's just like, hi, can I talk to you? He's like, let me see if I can find you a salesperson. I was like, aren't you? He's like, yeah, but I just let me. And he was like, whatever. Walked out, texted me, said, what Audi dealership do you endorse? And it was Denver Audi. He drove to Denver Audi and bought an RS whatever.
Oh my
gosh. $300,000.
Because where was he?
He was at the Mercedes dealership near there.
Give him time of day.
Correct. And he pretty womaned it.
That's a
drove back to Mercedes and went, you work on commission?
Yeah, that's a spite to buy.
Yeah, yeah. But a spite impulse. It's like it's they're adjacent.
I kind of feel like Aaron might have a spite buy.
No, not really.
Oh.
You're just all impulse.
I'm just spiteful.
So enough.
Maybe we do spite buys later.
Yeah.
The same Audi dealership told me, like, one time a guy was in there getting his oil changed, and they had to come out and go, like, yeah, like, your transmission needs whatever. And he's like, great, never mind, I'll just take that one.
Take this car.
I'm a new car.
Come on, that's so good.
At some point, you're like, oh, I want to drop $2,000 in my car. Just like,
I was already thinking about maybe in the next year doing it.
Yeah, you can.
I love it.
Keep this car.
Wow.
I love an impulse buy.
The chocolate sellers need to hit those guys.
All right. House, car, knives, pizza ovens. These are all things we've bought. We want to hear your impulse buys. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need to do this quickly, okay? I got a motor.
What?
Somebody texted in that there is an Uno golf game that I haven't bought yet. So my impulse buy is to go buy an Uno game. What is Uno golf?
You also literally just admitted that you don't play anymore.
I would play if I had Uno golf. God,
if you buy it, I'll play it with you.
You will?
Yeah.
Are you good? Do you believe in stack? Do you believe in unlimited draw?
I don't know. I have not played Uno in like legit.
I'm not
gonna
play with you. 12
years.
I cannot play with amateurs.
Oh my god!
I'm over here offering up. You're so annoying.
Thank you, Amanda.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Impulse buy. What'd you do?
My husband actually purchased a $1,000 desk without telling me, and I had been trying to tell him not to get it. But he did, and then I told him that night that we're going to the mall and he's going to spend just as much on me. And we did.
Kind of impulse both ways. And then you
spent double. Yes. I was so mad he spent money that I caused him to spend more.
Right.
Yeah. It was not a good decision, but it was something that I had been wanting, and I was like, well, if you can have that, I can have this.
What are you going to do on that desk? Work?
Make more money?
Come on, grow up.
Okay, that's pretty good. Thank you. Blake.
Yay.
Impulse buys.
So I do this all the time, and my wife hates me for it. But, like, the other night, this just happened 2 days ago, I went to the store to get carpet cleaner and walked over to the children's toys aisles. Yes, I do have children.
You don't have to, brother. You don't have to.
And then I buy, like, $300 or $400 worth of children's things.
For them or for you?
I wasn't expecting that.
For them. And it, you know, what's funny is, like, you know, I'll bring this stuff home, and she's like, this is 5+, and our daughter is 1.5 years. I'm like, yeah, but it was on sale, so we can use it in, like, 3 years.
No. Like, you are my husband.
Yeah, I like him. I like him.
Everything is like, but it was on sale. I'm like, we don't need it.
Need is not what impulse buy comes from. It doesn't come from need. It comes from
Yeah.
Impulse. If it's on sale, it's a need. I mean, that's simple.
Do you understand that if they come up with a new appliance or anything, I will buy it?
I know.
You I have are a pizza a oven. It's awesome. Legos.
Okay.
I had the Creel house in my cart.
I don't even know what that is.
From Stranger Things.
It's a $300 and some Lego set.
Well, what's his name would have bought it?
Yeah. Well, there was a line. Otherwise, I would have bought it.
Oh.
Erica?
Yay!
Yay! Impulse buy. What'd you do?
I was buying my first car cash off the lot, and I had a whole list of criteria I was going to go through. And the first one I clicked on, I ended up buying. No, I didn't sit in it, didn't honk the horn, try the windshield wipers, nothing.
You never drove it. You just bought a car without ever seeing it, driving. You bought it online.
I know. I went in and I said, I want that one that I showed them the online sale or like thing. I didn't even see it in person.
Yeah. I don't think I drove my car before I bought it.
Yeah. Just like here, cash. And then I got a couple fobs in my hand and walked out.
Good for you.
You have to. No, you're right.
Yeah.
I didn't drive a Tesla before.
See?
But they're so awesome.
He doesn't drive it now.
He just lets it drive itself.
That is true. Steve?
Yeah. Yeah. What's going on, everybody?
Impulse buy. What'd you buy?
Yeah, I had a car and my antenna broke. And so I went in to get my antenna broke. And I walked out with a brand new car.
So you were like, how much to fix the antenna? And they're like, well, why don't you check out this car over here? And
you're
like,
what about?
Honestly, it became so much of a hassle to, like, leave my car and get in car and rental and everything. And so it was time to get something new. And so there I was, just looking at different rocks.
He's losing money if he doesn't do it. Right. At this point.
The justification that impulse people put themselves through is wild. Dina?
Yay.
Yeah. Yay. Impulse buy. What'd you do?
I bought a $25,000 sewing machine.
Do you sew?
I do sew. Oh. Yes.
Well, okay, then, that's okay.
I do now.
Yeah. Do you play
I
Uno?
I went to the store for needles and threads for my other sewing machine.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes just...
And it was on sale.
What?
And it was on sale.
It is. That is the cry of the impulse buy.
This is Dane, you guys.
Thank you. Lisa.
Yay!
Impulse buy. What'd you buy?
I accidentally bought a little piglet when I went to a livestock auction down in Durango, and I lived in Denver, but I tried a little shroom for the first time, and I walked away bidding $1,500, and I had to put it on my credit card, and I had to drive all the way back, and I had to find a home for it.
The shrooms led to the pig.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.